former journalist and the current spokesperson for Eskom, Sikonathi Manjanja, has launched a crowdfunding appeal for around R1 million to cover the costs of a defamation suit that's been filed against him by Matela Koko, the former CEO of the power utility. A year ago, of course, Manjanja received a summons to answer that defamation charge from Koko, which includes a R600,000 damages claim in his personal capacity. He joins us now to explain why he needs help from you, the public. Sikonathi, always a pleasure to chat to you. Matela Koko is going after you in your personal capacity. I know that some of your fights or tours on social media have certainly been particularly rough. Why is this something you want the public to care about?
Good morning. Thank you to 702. This is about the right for the people of South Africa to know exactly what is going on, to know the real state of affairs when it comes to public institutions. I did work as a financial journalist for Financial Mail and Business Day, and in that work I uncovered these massive irregularities at Eskom and with evidence that did concern implicate Mr. Koko himself. And the stories that I published in both Business Day and the Financial Mail were never challenged by Mr. Koko, indeed by anyone else, and opportunities that he gave, that he received to comment before the articles were published were ignored. So the facts about the stories themselves stand intact. What he has then done is sue me in my personal capacity on comments on the stories after I had left the media organization, and he made sure that he really avoids picking up a fight with an institution that possibly could have the resources to defend itself in any litigation. So that is the issue here. We have the right as the public to know exactly who is responsible for the mess this some of the institutions are in this country, and we cannot be silenced.
And let's just remind the public, right, that central to the stories you reported on was the allegation of his failure to report his stepdaughter's shareholding in a company providing services to a division he headed when it, quote unquote, won contracts with Eskom, and of course for contravening procurement processes.
There were contracts that he personally signed off in a division that he headed. In total, Impulse International won a contract from Eskom in excess of R1 billion, and his daughter had shares, 50% shares in those. So he signed off personally on these, and when Eskom charged him in 2018, he resigned and ran away on the first day of his disciplinary hearing. Now, he doesn't want people commenting about that. He doesn't want people knowing about the conflict of interest, and that is why I am now requesting assistance to defend the defamation case. I must state, Bongani, already that Times Media, which he did a very careful job of excluding from any possible litigation, did come to the party and assisted with a third of the fees, and the legal team did give generous discounts on their normal rates. The reality, however, is that the cost to myself is still in the region
quite substantial.
Of R1 million.
Mm. Are you encouraged at all? Because you're not the first person Matela Koko has gone after. I'm thinking of that 72-year-old preschool principal, Barbara Tanton, whom he went after for calling him a thief on social media. That case was dismissed. In fact, the judge said that one of the thoughts was that he'd been quite egregious in going after this woman simply because he had the pockets to do so, knowing she couldn't defend herself.
That is exactly the situation here, and for that reason, that is why I have gone public, requested assistance. I am totally encouraged, and indeed, I must say, the outpouring of support is really overwhelming. We did manage yesterday to raise in excess of R350,000 just in one day, Bongani. This is all money coming from the people of South Africa who would like to see at least some action with regards to this corruption that we have seen. So I am totally encouraged, and I am grateful for the support that I am receiving from the public who are donating generously.
All right, how do people get involved, Sikonati?
There are banking details with TIPA Attorneys Incorporated that I have circulated, and in the Daily Maverick article, those banking details are linked there. So I do request anyone to make whatever donation they can make. It's an FNB account with TIPA Incorporated. The banking detail is on the website of Daily Maverick and on my Twitter page.
All right, and we'll certainly put it up as well on ours. Appreciate your time, Sikonati Manjanjan there, the Eskom spokesperson now, but former deputy editor of the Financial Mail, being sued in his personal capacity by the former CEO of Eskom. SLAP is the term that is used, strategic litigation against public participation. This is the idea that corporations or individuals with deep pockets go after people who have exposed their alleged wrongdoing and hoping to cause a chill effect. That's at least the argument Sikonati Manjanja will make about why he is being pursued. If you want to get involved, we'll put those details up on our website.